Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Longest Kill, the story of Maverick 41, one of the world's greatest snipers, by Craig Harrison, read by Joe Jameson. We were allowed out over this period, so, of course, we spent every spare minute in the local pub getting drunk. The Lord Raglan was right next door to camp and did lock-ins all of the time. Departure day arrived, and all of the families and girlfriends turned up to wave us off. Obviously, no one came for me, so I climbed straight on the coach and stared at the scene, wishing it was different. We were bussed to Bryce Norton. We'd been told we would fly by TriStar aircraft, which looks like an EasyJet plane, but is grey and held together by tape and chewing gum. But on arrival at the airfield, we walked straight past the TriStar and headed towards a C-130 Hercules. No luxury flight for us, just 6 hours of webbing seats and the stench of aviation fuel. The last time I was on one of these, I was jumping out of it on my parachute training course with P Company. The noise is deafening in the back of a Hercules, so much so that it's pointless trying to listen to music, as the drone of the engines drowns it out. You also have to hope that no one throws up, because if one person does, it starts a chain reaction. Before you know it, most of the aircraft will be being sick. We had a safety briefing, and then took off. Once we'd stopped climbing, the loadmaster opened the back ramp a bit to let some air in. The plane was flying low enough that it didn't need to pressurise. I needed a piss, so I clambered down to the ramp where there was a little tube to pee in. I started the flow, closed my eyes, and leant back a touch, enjoying the sensation. Over the drone of the engines, I suddenly heard shouting. I opened my eyes to see people yelling and waving at me. The draft from the opening on the back ramp was causing my wee to spray into the aircraft, all over the lads near the back. "Sorry," I shouted and waved an apology. Great. I was relatively new to the squadron, and I'd just pissed over half of them. It was a long, cramped flight, and, for some mysterious reason, there was a stench of urine. Once we landed, we all tried to get the feeling back in our legs. As I stepped off the back ramp, the heat hit me straight away.